League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. We got our special guest today, ASAP Marissa, and the mix chick, Malia.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is our first girl guest ever.
First.
You guys are lucky.
Yeah, appreciate it. For real.
We're opening the doors.
Yeah, because people say we talk too much about like girl situations without any girls in the fucking room.
Agreed. I'm thinking the girls' perspective on some stuff.
Yeah, so we need some girls' perspective.
They say we're a little bit toxic too.
Yeah. Ooh, that's exactly that's not it.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
We need you guys to even us out.
Who's the most toxic?
Who's the most toxic?
Logan, you know.
Wait, hold up. You girls
Logan,
guess.
Logan, you know.
Yeah, you guys
who
guess.
Who do you think is the most toxic?
Frank, 100%. I don't even need to think about it two times.
Good one.
He's not toxic.
Why
he's
do
just
you say that?
Julian's just sweet.
He's not toxic.
He's a heartbreaker, though. And Logan, yeah. He's in the middle. But yeah. Frank.
Damn, so what am I, the fucking fuck? Pushover? That's what it sounded like.
I just feel like Julian is... the one to get a girlfriend. Yeah, you would get a girlfriend.
All right, so on talking about relationships, right? Do you guys think it's okay for the girl to have an OnlyFans in the relationship?
It depends.
On what?
You go first.
How long have you been together? Like, how good is your communication? Is it a business move?
Uh-huh. Does it depend?
Is it a business move?
No,
I like that.
That's valid.
That makes
sense
to me.
That makes 100%.
Yeah.
Does it depend on what they post?
Yeah.
The girl.
Because if it's like lingerie and you're still like classy vibes, I think it could be okay. No but coochie. If you're like legs spread open.
So no coochie.
All right, yeah. Well, what about like
no
topless?
Nudity. No
what
nudity.
About boobies?
Yeah, what about boobies?
Nudity.
A little.
A little nip?
You know, it just depends on the taste. It just depends on the
what
taste.
What do you mean on the taste?
I think it's not like a broad thing. I think it's every relationship determines if that is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think it's like a broad
thing. You can't just say yes and it's going to be okay for everybody. For some people it'll work, some people it won't work.
Yeah.
So for you guys personally, if it was a business move, say you're down bad and you need it, would you guys do it?
Personally, it's not for me.
No,
it's just not me. I don't know. It's just not like I'll go sell flowers or something. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
All power to the girls who do it. That's for them, right? But what's for me? Like, it's just, I don't know.
I've thought about it without a man.
Crossed my mind. Absolutely.
Those college tests are getting hard, huh?
Yes. Cal State Fullerton's pulling game.
I've thought about it and I've been like, okay, it has a really bad connotation to it. When you see that, you think one thing. But you can do multiple things on that platform. So it's just like,
are buying cars, paying their parents rent. And I think that's awesome. But personally, it's not for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so.
What's the difference in Savage X Fenty content, though? Girls that are posting on their Instagram in lingerie.
For free. That's true.
Savage X.
I wouldn't do that either.
Savage X.
That's just not for me either.
So
you know what I mean?
You guys wouldn't do that if you were approached by Savage X Fenty?
No, unless they're paying me like more than $1,000.
So they're... Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I got a deal with
Lounge. Yeah, they're for sure
going
to do that.
And Lounge is underwear.
Yeah, but Lounge contacted me and they're like, we're just going to send you like free stuff. But
no paycheck.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
No, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
Some girls are cool with it. Some girls like.
Yeah. And some guys are cool with it and their girl doing it. And that's cool. But like.
I think it just depends on the photo shoot. Because if I'm like tooted up, that's different than like.
than like groped.
Yeah.
All right.
Like tasteful again.
So if the guy doesn't want the girl to have the OnlyFans and is kind of controlling about it, do you think that's because he's insecure? Or you think it's just.
I think that. He has his own boundaries and she has her own. And so if he is not comfortable with it, then that's up to her to do it or not. And she can, you know, be
especially
single
if it's
or respect
they've talked
what he
about.
Wants.
Yeah.
I feel like my boyfriend wouldn't be cool with it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm also not the kind of girl to want to do it either. So, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, no, I feel you.
Now, let's say your boyfriend came up to you and was like, I'm down bad. I want to start an OnlyFans. Your boyfriend wants to start an OnlyFans. Is that okay?
Is this a couple thing or is this just you?
It's just him. No, roles just are him. Reversed. Roles are reversed.
No. Just him.
Well, what if it's just like print? Like it's not even.
Well,
cock
you're not gonna make as much money.
How do
girls
you know?
Make money. No. On the app.
Guys make money too.
We just had a special guest, Nick, and he makes pretty good money on
over
OnlyFans.
Six
I
figures.
Love that for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not for me. if my man was like, "Hey, I want to do this," I'd be like, "It's just not for me." Yeah. Like I would have to rethink like where his intentions are. Right.
What if you guys split the money?
Okay, you better be taking me to Nobu every night.
It's just not for me. I
want to. Marissa's going there.
Down. It's just not for me. Like, it's
Marissa's
really
been
not.
Going there lately to Nobu. I seen
I
that.
I like Nobu. I like Nobu. Good. I like sushi. I like drinks. So whatever.
I have expensive taste.
But yeah, no, it's just not for me. If Joe were like, yeah, I want to do this, I'd be like, what? Then I feel like, well, I don't know who you are, right?
Yeah.
So I feel
it has
like,
to be talked about before.
Right. It has to be talked about. Boundaries have to be established.
So at that point, do you guys think it ruins the relationship or could it grow the relationship with communication?
Yeah. Is something like that like...
Deal breaker?
Is it a deal breaker?
I'd have to be your manager. I'd have to see everything that's going in and out.
who's sending you special requests right now?
Let me see it and we're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if it's a new relationship and they're like, hey, I want to do this, something that you talk about and like you discuss. But me and Joe have been together a long time.
Yeah.
So I would be like, what? No.
You've never talked about this in 5 years. Where is this coming from type of thing?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't like it. But if that's what he wanted to do and he didn't want a girlfriend, then he could do it.
Oh.
But it's not for me in a relationship. You know what I mean? But that's me. So, everybody's different.
Okay, so what if girls hit up Joe, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, Marissa, girls are telling me, like, start an OnlyFans, but I'm not going to post, like, nudity, and I'm just going to post my print. And he's like, I need the money right now.
Shirtless pics.
Yeah, shirtless pics, underwear, whatever. Will that affect you?
I think it would just because the mindset that I've known.
That would affect you.
The mindset that I've known, he's like very entrepreneurial and he's not like that. So I'd be like, what? Like if it's a new guy, then you're like, okay, like you don't really know. So you talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
But if it were him specifically, I'd be like, well, I wouldn't be about
it. Not even just like shirtless pics?
No, because I feel like there's so many other ways that you can make money. Why are you, you know, doing that?
Because shirtless pics are easy to make money.
I'd have to let him do it out of shirtless
pics. Malia is down.
Malia's out the bag.
Get the bag.
It's not that like it's easy. It's just like the mindset that he has to do that. Like,
I think it's the same as modeling. At that point.
He could.
And I guess that is a job, right?
Yeah, but he could also get like find a job too still and do that, and it's
this
like double.
$10.99
I don't know.
Yeah, what if he still has the job?
About it, you know, we'd have to talk about it. That's interesting. It's a good point. I would have to see why do you want to do it. Where are you coming from?
That's why I'd have to be the manager.
So it's not super. Not super black and white. I feel like that's a combo, right? So I don't know.
So who do you think trips more on it, like the guys or the girls? About their significant other having an OnlyFans?
Trips more? Probably guys, because just logistically more girls are on the app. So more guys dealing with it than girls dealing with it.
That's a definite true fact.
Really?
True fact.
I would say based on what you guys said, I would think the girls trip more.
Guys
you guys were tripping.
Like
you guys are tripping.
There's no talk. Girls will let you talk. Guys will just be, I'm out.
If the OnlyFans is brought up, you think the guy is definitely out?
If I wasn't with Joe and I met a guy
and he had an OnlyFans, I probably wouldn't be interested in
it. Like, you would get kind of like disgusted or grossed out by it?
Not grossed out, but just like, that's not my type. You know what I mean? Like, I just want somebody that's for me, all about me, and that's that.
So
regardless if it's a business move, I don't know, I just don't, that's not for me.
So going off say a guy doesn't post like sex videos or anything. But he's just posting like his body and stuff.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
No,
well,
I'm
not.
Saying
it could
I'm
be
saying,
sex.
I
it could be
the,
sex
I didn't
too.
Sign up for sex videos.
No. I'm saying like if he's just posting the shirtless pics and stuff, would you guys give him a chance, even if he's a good guy?
I would.
No.
No.
See, you're getting two different girls' perspectives.
I just want a guy that's
very good.
Like that's out here, like I don't know. Grindy. Just pursuing his dreams. If OnlyFans are his dreams, then I guess that is what it is. But like, I just want somebody with a different mentality. You know,
if OnlyFans was his only income, dropped out of everything else he's ever done, that's going to be a problem. But if you're grinding and this is something you do on the side for money, I'm here for it.
And I know, that's like Nick. I know he makes great money, and there's a girl for him that's gonna like eat that up and love that. But yeah. That's just not my mindset.
I need you doing a little something with your mind, because I can't just look at you all day.
Read a book, baby.
That's a good fucking point, to be honest.
That's a great point.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like that a lot.
Do you guys consider flirting cheating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you giving somebody else attention that you'd give me?
Yeah. But what context, you know, what's flirting? Because I know me and Joe, we're very outgoing people. We love to talk to people. We're cool. We're engaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what is flirting?
Okay.
Like, my boyfriend has a lot of girl best friends.
Okay. Oh. And what's flirting? Wow. And what about it?
Let's get into that. Hey, fuck is flirting cheating? Let's go into that.
Okay.
Yeah. So then what about it?
That's been a lot of talk.
So is the girl best friend a problem then?
It's not a problem. He's very respectful about it. If I'm uncomfortable in any situation, he knows how to stop it or like, okay, we're not doing that. I stepped a boundary. But it's like the girl best friend cannot have any type of priority like I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's true.
That's that.
No, that does make sense.
You are correct.
Who do you think hits on like the significant other more, the girl best friend or the guy best friend?
I think the girl best friend.
Why?
I think so too.
You know, I have a guy best friend. Yeah. And I want to say he's never hit on me. We've been best That's friends healthy. Since my senior year of high school.
Well, you want to say that because Joe's going to watch it later.
No. Yeah. But honestly.
Come on.
Like, seriously.
How long have you guys been friends for?
We were in senior year class of government, and we had a project due, and I didn't want to do it. We got assigned partners, and I was like, I'm not doing this.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I'll do it. My mom will do it for us. Oh, my gosh.
Dope-ass mom.
So we just became best friends, and he's never tried anything, never hit on me ever, and we have a great connection, great bond. I talked to him about
and
Joe.
And your boyfriend is cool with him.
He
that
talks to me about,
difference.
You know, the girls. He talks okay. to, and him and Joe have met many times, and, yeah, they get
so,
along great.
At first, was Joe like suspicious or didn't like the guy?
Of course, yeah. Of course, he's like a little curious, a little bit like, "What's this about?" Yeah. And then,
so what made him comfortable with it?
I think just the trust that he has in me as a person, as a girlfriend. He was like, "Okay, you're not gonna do anything. You let me know if he does anything," and he never has. And then he's met him, and he's like, "He's cool. I like him."
Yeah.
If they didn't click, do you think you'd still be okay to be friends?
He'd probably be like, "I don't know how you're friends with him."
That's a good question. Yeah. That's a real good question.
Yeah, but my friends are my friends, and they're very different. But they bonded over like football and basketball, and so whatever.
That's cool. That's
trust. That's cool. Trust.
So what if Joe had told you that he doesn't like your guy best friend, and he's like, me or him?
If he felt some type of way about him, yeah, that's tough. That's a conversation. I'd probably have to sit both of them down, you know. Face to face,
we're gonna learn style. Man. We're gonna like each other.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Wait. So you say it's gonna work out, right? You guys are gonna like each other.
No, I'm saying if it went bad and she has to sit him down, and be like, all right, y'all need to find a way to like each other because you both need to be in my life.
So what if it comes down to it and they still don't like each other?
It would
what are you guys
to be
doing?
A super valid reason for him not to like him, because I feel like you know, friends are friends, and obviously Joe would be my priority, but friends are friends, and like it had to be a super super valid.
And you don't want to just drop him just because.
Yeah, no, it'd have to be a reason where I'm like, I totally see that.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you get into a relationship and you're kind of spending a lot more time with that person instead of your friends.
Yeah.
And you just hope that your friends understand, like, that you're spending time
and
with
I'm
them.
And I'm opposite.
I'd be like that. I'd be like, all right, so right now I'm going to pick my boyfriend. But if this doesn't work out, I hope you're still my friend because you understand.
And I'm opposite. I think I spend more time with my friends.
So you're choosing a boyfriend first.
It depends on the connection. If the connection's like, I still don't know, then I'd be like, all right, we'll stick with the friend. But if it's like, wait, hold up, I see potential in this person.
Yeah.
Like, we're having a great time. Please respect that and just see how this goes, and I'll let you know.
Okay, that's fair.
I see my friends more than I see Joe. And I think he's totally okay with that. Because he lives in, so he's like an hour away.
He does? Wow.
So I see him like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's like 3 days out of the week. And then my friends, I'm with them all week. So I'll hit them up and we'll hang out, do stuff. And Joe's totally fine with that because he's comfortable with, I think, our relationship and the boundaries I have with my friends.
Yeah. I'm a homebody. I have like two friends.
I'm like, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo.
Damn.
No. Damn. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So what's up with the girl best friend? Like, why don't you guys like the girl best friend?
No, I totally I'm okay.
Go Malia, go
this
off.
This is my thing.
Tell me,
go off.
Your time to shine. Malia.
Tell me why
this
you don't.
This is your corner, baby.
Spotlight's on you.
You don't have to talk like specifics like in your circumstance, but just a broad.
She's like, Stephanie, I'm talking to you, bitch.
Brittany, buckle up.
This is my blanket statement.
She said her own name.
Let her talk.
If, like, okay, you see your parents have a healthy relationship, right?
Yeah.
How many girl best friends does your dad have?
100%.
It doesn't go long term. Like, yes, once we're all married or whatever, we can all be friends.
I
but
see
right
that.
Now, why do you need the opposite sex to be your best friend?
100%.
Because when you go to her about our fights, she gonna tell you to break up with me.
That's what if he doesn't go to her though?
No, he will go to her.
He's going to want that comfort because a girl gives you a different comfort than a guy. Yeah.
That's a fact. Wait. Can I go potty really quick? Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
I'm a cacti and two shots down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go for it. All right. Welcome back after that fucking piss intermission.
Thank you.
BB break.
Yep. All right. Do you guys think that body counts matter? And do you guys even discuss the body count like at the beginning of the relationship? Or are we too old for that shit?
I will say I don't want to know.
I do.
I don't want to know.
So does it matter?
Oh, wow.
So, but I'll say this. When I met Joe, I was 15. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I was kind of like, oh, my God. Like, what?
And you
like,
hope it haven't
barely kissed a boy.
Like that, so you're just going to go with that.
That is
right.
So, wait, so how old was he?
Joe was 17.
Okay. 2 year difference.
He's 2 years older. So, of course, and I barely kissed a boy, you know, so I was like, I don't know. Like, I didn't really know. And now my mindset is different. But when I was that young, I want to know everything. And Joe did too. He was 17 and we're just kind of like, oh my God. So, yeah, I think it plays a role. Not that it matters necessarily, but it plays a role in the
relationship. I don't think it matters. It's not a make or break.
Yeah.
But like, personally, I don't want to know.
Really?
Yeah. I also, like, I agree. I've gone for two different types of guys. I've gone for the guy that was the dog.
Yeah.
And, like, the cleaner version.
Yeah.
And so it's like, the dog, I definitely didn't want to know. Right. Like, you're probably talking 60s, 70s, 80s. Like, I don't want to know.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Be like, nope. But even now, I don't want to know.
Yeah. Okay.
What if he asks you, will you tell him or will you be like, I don't want to know yours, so don't know my mind?
I really don't care.
You don't care.
So you're comfortable with saying it?
Yeah, I'd say it.
Yeah.
I feel like in a relationship there should be honesty. Mm-hmm. So regardless, and you don't want to know. I feel like I'm the type I do want to know. Just because I want honesty, I want to know what I'm getting into.
He'll tell me.
And then
he
we go on
goes
from there.
To tell me, and I'm like, don't stop. I just don't want to know.
Yeah.
He'll be like, it's not that high.
Okay. Because personally, as a guy, I think I want to know. To be honest.
About the girl?
Yeah.
Well, especially if you see yourself long-term with this person, you should just know.
Especially
if
you don't know their background. If you grew up with them in high school, whatever, you kind of know.
So what if
the
person...
If you don't know them at all, it's like, you could be different than
exactly.
You could be dating in high school.
Know. Yeah, you wouldn't even know.
So what if the person has a high-ass body... So what if Joe had a high-ass body count?
What's high?
When I met him or today? Because when I met him, I was so young, I probably would have been like, I'm out. I'm scared.
Yeah, but
today,
it depends how high. Because I think, I mean, body count is what it is, right? But for men, especially since you guys have, you know, testosterone going, I feel like it just says a little something that girls should just be aware of in general. Not that it should make or break a relationship, but that, like, yeah, you should be aware of that. Because you just want to know somebody's intentions, right?
Know that you're
are you
clean.
Trying to be serious with me, or are you like, just trying to get me to another body count?
Yeah, what if it was like 60 plus, but like never had an STD?
Wait.
It's just not for me.
That STD is current. Like, you don't have that currently, or you tested 2 years ago.
Okay,
and
I have
60.
I have a question. So, for girls, what is a body count that is like too high? If he tells you, it's kind of just like Now it's considered a turnoff. At this number, it's considered a turnoff.
At 21 years old?
Like right now? Yeah, right now. Right now.
Go for it.
I'm going to say 40 plus. Because I know guys are in
the 90s. Good for you, my sis. That's how mine is low.
Hey, guys are at home like this. Fuck yeah.
They're like, Malia.
40
plus. We need more girls like Malia.
I'm not gonna judge you.
Like, see what I said about Frank.
No.
Y'all heard what I said about Frank.
That has nothing to do with it.
That's what I'm saying. I understand, like, there's guys that is just so ridiculously high that that number shouldn't be that high. But it's like, I'm not gonna turn you down for that.
Yeah, I think so too.
If your personality says something else, then yeah, you're.
That's a good point.
Messing with you, but
that's a good point.
I think so too.
If that's the only thing, we're good. That okay, fine. Like.
Marissa, what do you think?
That's a good point.
What's the magic number?
No, not 40. Maybe like 10. Because I just want to make sure that at this age, I'm 21. I mean, I just want
to
make sure your intentions with me are good because I'm not just another body count. Mm-hmm. I want to have a relationship. And of course, if that's what my intentions were, like just to have sex with you, then you wouldn't fine. Care. I wouldn't care at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I'm looking to get into a relationship with this person and their body count's really high, then I just feel like maybe your intentions aren't in the place that mine are.
When is that okay? Like, when is it like a talk? Like, all right, it's not like we can.
I'm pretty honest. So I feel like if me and Joe weren't together and I was meeting somebody and we were just trying to have sex, that would be honestly the first conversation. Like, hey, what are you trying to get into? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, do you want a relationship? Do you just want to talk? Are you just trying to have sex? Like, that's a conversation. I feel like men aren't as honest as girls.
They make you feel like they fallen in love.
You're my boo. You're my boo. I'm never talking to you again.
Okay. So as a girl, how can you tell the difference between a guy that wants to just fuck and a guy that's like actually down for a relationship?
Sometimes you can't.
There's a difference. If you're not giving it up and he's staying in it with you, and it's like, okay, hold up. But like, if he starts looking other ways, what if y'all still talking?
What if he has patience though?
Yeah, there's some motherfuckers that have patience that really just want you.
Then you just get played, and it is what it is, right?
At that point, they earned it.
Yeah,
but there's no like signs to be like, all right, I think this guy's just a straight up dog.
Social media sometimes can be a sign.
Do you guys believe that dogs can change?
No.
Don't laugh, Logan.
Why not?
Logan, don't laugh.
You can't say you've changed in 2 months.
Okay.
Like,
not in 2 months.
If you've changed in 2 years.
Not in 2 months. All right, 2 years. Okay.
Wait,
you believe that they can change?
What is the minimum amount of time that you can say a person has changed?
So by dog, do you mean like a man that has like cheated on past girlfriends or like just has a lot of sex? Like, what do you kind
of
mean by that?
Just has a lot of sex. He's a player and he's known for doing that shit.
I wouldn't go for him, period.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And that's the honest truth. I wouldn't.
But let's say
you would go for the loser?
If you say you have 40 boys and never been in a relationship, I'm going to be like,
ay, 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 mijo.
So wait, would you guys be like, say you guys are single, like, would you guys want to turn that player into like a wholesome guy? Like,
I'm not here to change nobody. You guys change who you are.
So is past manners?
It's hard for guys to change. I really think it is. And it's not my responsibility to change them. I feel like if they want to grow up and be a husband, then that's their job. It's not my job. So
they need to change themselves.
Need to want to do it.
Yeah, if they want a wife. Yeah, if they want to just be single, that's totally fine.
All right, would you guys ever get into a relationship with someone that has cheated on their ex?
No.
I honestly wouldn't.
No. Yeah, I mean,
no.
Why would you disclose that information? Just keep it under wraps.
I need to know.
Let's say you heard about it. Let's say you heard about it.
Yeah, no.
But it's been like 3 years since the situation.
No.
And he's being good to you.
Yeah, he's being good to you. You know, you kind of feeling it. Like, because there's probably a lot of girls in that situation where they like this guy, but then they hear more like, he was a player back then. You know, don't trust this guy. But like, what would you say to that girl? Like, still
leave
fuck him. Like, it's
follow
it's,
your gut, you know? I feel like women,
no,
we
don't no, tell them that. I don't tell them that.
Yeah. We usually stay know, with them. But I honestly, as like, there's I have high standards, you know what I mean?
There's girls that know and they straight up like they know and they're just fine going on with life. They just don't want to address it, they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
but okay, then, like, that shit's whack.
Yeah,
I'm not living in like oblivion,
no,
you know?
Address that
not
shit.
Everybody knowing that you had sex with her Tuesday, her on Thursday, and me on Friday.
It.
No. Yeah. Like, not gonna happen.
Correct.
But if it was a while ago, I'm all here for giving people second chances. And but that's where I get messed up. That's why good I get my heart broken. Yeah.
But you're a forgiving person, and you see the good in people, and that's really good.
Yeah, that's good. That's
I think that's good, too, because I think people could change.
Yeah.
But I'm not going for it. Your last relationship that ended, we're in March, then January, that you've changed since then, no.
Yeah.
How in the past was
Work on yourself for a while.
Exactly.
Malia is a forgiving person. She forgave me for throwing up all over her couch.
You want to tell that story, Logan, or should I?
Yeah,
tell the story. Thank you, Logan.
I'll tell the story that I remember.
Okay.
I had.
Let's see the accuracy.
Let's see.
Fact checker.
I had probably like 4 shots of MD-40.
That's rough.
8 shots of Fireball.
Oh my god.
The Sky Vodka.
10 shots of Grey Goose Vodka.
He was mixing.
Yeah, and then I had.
But no, he was having the fuck were you thinking?
I chugged. I chugged a Mike's Hard Lemonade, then I chugged half of a Ford Loco, and this was all on New Year's Eve. And
no regrets.
An hour.
And I woke up. I forgot why, but I had like $800 cash in my wallet.
I'm proud of you for
it
that.
We had the camera. I woke up.
He doesn't know why he had it, but he had it. Hey, I wish I woke up with $800 in my motherfucking wallet.
I woke up. I woke up 8 in the morning with my mom right next to me, my cat on top of me.
You have a cat?
My, my jacket smelling like throw up. I had a flannel over my jacket. That was missing. I was missing my shoes. I was missing my pants. Yeah. I was missing my wallet, my camera, my phone. And like my mom goes, "Are you alive?"
And I go, "You were looking like a dead body."
Like, yeah. I felt like Superman the next day. I didn't have a hangover. Like I felt like I was like jumping off.
You're lying.
And I was like, "What happened?" I was like, "What happened?" And they're like, "You came home drunk." And what happened was I had passed out, and like around 3 a.m.
It was New Year's Eve.
These two guys and another friend comes to my house, and they tell Slate, because I was like still like, I think I was like 17 or 18 at this time.
18.
Yeah, we were 18.
So,
well, I'm dead.
So they tell Slade, like, "Slade, go to your room. Logan's with the girl right now." So my brother, he was being a good brother. So he's like, all right, he goes to his room and stuff. These dumbasses left my door open. So he goes to use the restroom and sees that I'm not with the girl and I'm just passed out like this.
Oh, you're just sleeping.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. And no, but like he tries coming to me to ask like what I did and stuff, and I'm not responding. And he says that like I look dead. So he comes to me and he goes, "Logan," and he shakes me to wake me up. I'm still not waking up. Then he goes, "Logan," and then he slaps me across the face. Like,
they put you on your side?
As he should.
No, they put me on my back.
They wanted you to die.
Thanks a lot, assholes.
I didn't. Why the fuck are you looking at me?
If you put them on their side, if they throw up, they'll throw up out. If they lay on their back,
they'll choke on it.
Hey, he threw up everywhere. So there was no way he was going to throw up. Yeah, that shit was already out.
My brother said that he cocked back as hard as he could and slapped the living shit out of me. And he has like a video of it where I'm just like,
"You woke up?" No.
No, he didn't.
No,
wake up.
Fuck no, I didn't wake up. But my mom started crying because she thought I was off of pills. So that's why she slept with me, and then my cat was just drunk.
I met your mom. Your mom is
so
funny.
So it was bad after that. Like the trust was gone, or you?
No. Oh, she was just like, "Well, I hope you learned a lesson." Yeah, she's like, "I hope you learned a lesson."
Yeah, that was a good time.
It was New
though.
Year's. You know,
all I had was macaroni. I just got off work. All I ate was mac and cheese, and I go over to her house and just start pounding shit.
Mac and cheese was everywhere.
So you threw up the mac and cheese on the couch.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And he threw a pizza across the way.
You took pictures.
I have a leather couch, so it stained the leather.
Oh my.
All in a circle. And I had to go, like, it was the crack of the couch. So I had to go with, like, a paper towel and dig it out at the crack.
Ah! Oh,
that's a real one.
Hey, remember you kept all the bags with the throw up in the garage, and we went in the garage afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw, like, shit.
Because I was, like, I was throwing a party and my parents weren't home. So I was like, I can't just have this. I have to put it somewhere strategic.
And it was cold.
And me
cold.
And my friend took the trash to, like, Vons or something and threw it away.
It was cold. It was cold, too, so it had to be inside, right?
Yeah.
Bro, that was a real one.
Shout out
to Malia.
Shout out to Malia.
Hey, he bought me breakfast the next day.
Yeah, I felt so bad.
As needed.
But Logan wasn't the only one who did that.
Yeah, I wasn't. So, but I was the most fucked up. Yeah, it was.
But
it was
just interesting because we only had seen Logan, like, sober. That was my first experience.
Yeah, that was my first time getting drunk. That's the crazy thing.
We're like, we can't blame him. He doesn't know his tolerance.
The reason why I drank so much was because I had tried getting drunk before, and I had like 7 or 8 shots.
High tolerance.
Yeah. Well, I used to have high tolerance. Yeah. Well, I fucking mixed.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad.
Anything mixed with Fireball is not good.
The fuck were you thinking?
Yeah.
But have you
for Loco?
Yeah. I think the Four Loko did it.
Fuck a Four Loko. Yeah.
You were dancing though. You were dancing.
So your stomach was everywhere. Lit.
I was the fucking life of the party.
He was a Four Loko.
Loko.
Damn. I remember them like trying to carry you like to the car, but my driveway was steep, so you were like flailing.
I know. I didn't even want to put them in my car.
Nervous.
They're all dragging me out the car.
I know. No, I was like, fuck, in the Benz? Fuck that.
I gave you trash bags, I remember.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, this guy.
I would have fucking never heard the end of it if I put open his car.
I made sure. Oh,
boy.
Yeah, he would have made me buy him a new Benz.
Shit, I made sure you didn't. Yeah, we left when you fucking were like done for like 15 minutes and we're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. You guys waited for it to calm down. Yeah. So like he was throwing up every 2 seconds. Yeah.
And then the videos that they recorded on Snapchat, they sent to me the next day. And like, I'm just like talking. I'm like this. Like,
do you remember going to the bathroom?
No.
Didn't you hold him up?
Yeah. I had to hold him up because he was pissing.
Real one.
Yeah. And Danny. On the toilet.
That was him. That was him.
I was like, bro.
Damn, you pissed on the toilet, dog.
I was like, bro. I won't look at your dick. I promise.
Did you hold it?
Yeah. No. I didn't hold his dick.
Secured the aim.
Hey. But if I did, I was a real one.
He should have held it.
I should have held your dick. Yeah. Fuck.
Should have sucked it too.
Little blowy on New Year.
I'm dead. I'm so weak.
Good for you, Danny.
Yeah.
I was a
real friend. MVP of the night.
Nah, I just remember being loving to like all the homies and then telling Malia to shut the fuck up.
So disrespectful. And Julian's looking at me like,
in her house?
Yeah, I'm like, Malia would be like giving a speech like, yeah, thank you guys for everybody. I'd be like, Malia, shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
videos of him saying that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Down bad.
Oh, and then remember I kept saying, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Of course. Like, I love you guys. Know what I'm saying?
Did you kiss anybody that night?
No.
Not too far.
There's something.
Do you remember?
Too far. All right. Come on. Right. Thank you guys for watching this podcast.
Wrap this up.
Wait, would you guys be mad if I had to pee one more time?
Go ahead. Go.
Great. Good for me. Okay.
So. Do you guys believe in horoscopes?
Don't say no. You guys were just talking about that shit.
Like, not horoscopes. Like, when you read it every day. Yeah, I think that's dumb. Like, no. You can't really predict every single day of
every
your
day
life.
Every day I'm saying I'm going to win money, I'll be like, play the lottery ticket and nothing happens.
Yeah, but like zodiac signs, I think they have some truth behind them.
No. Some do.
Think about the moon. It's controlled. It controls water and stuff like that. And like it it's so like, it's awesome. And the sun too. Like the sun controls stuff of the earth. Like it does. You know, it just does.
Yeah, let's just see stuff.
Tell us how yours works.
So if you think that, and then you think about, okay, where was the sun placement in the sky when you were born, and the moon placement, and then that determines your sign. It kind of makes sense. And so I'm a Pisces. I'm a Pisces. And we're
what are those qualities and what do you
so we're a little bit sensitive. Whatever.
Are you sensitive?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll cry. So we're sensitive.
I feel like she claps back and then cries in the room later. But I feel like you
No, yeah, I don't like to cry in front of people. I'll be
you snap. You snap.
Yeah. No, I'm not mean.
She said
I don't know.
But
sometimes people don't embody their signs. And I think that's fine too. So I don't know. But I think I'm Pisces and I think you can kind of tell.
I think the middle school version of me was very Aquarius, like has to be different than everybody else. Yeah. I wore the Converse to my knees with different colored shoes.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I don't see it now.
Yeah. So sometimes it applies and then sometimes I'm like, that's not me.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
So in a relationship, do you feel like your sign has to match up?
No.
It can't say low. Like it can't be like low compatibility. I'll be
so
like,
you,
why?
So you
why
do pay attention to it?
I always ask.
But you know what? Me and Joe are low compatibility. He's an Aries. Yeah. And I'm a Pisces. And so in the zodiac world, we're really opposite. He's very like fiery. And I'm just more like, yeah.
But y'all still compatible.
Yeah, so we're opposite. But I just feel like
what would ours be? Because my boyfriend's a Pisces. So what's our compatibility?
Wait, what are you? Boo. What are you?
You're going to have to look that shit up, bro.
I like Pisces, though. So from what I love, it's like medium.
You are a Pisces. That's
yeah,
why.
So good for him. He's great for you.
Perfect. And all my friends are, what are you? You're a water sign.
Yes, boo.
All my friends are Scorpio, Pisces. So I was like, all right, we get along. But like, it's different when it comes to romantic relationships versus friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you.
But I feel like it shouldn't determine like if something's going to work or not. Like, yeah. Just try.
Yeah, I don't
Everybody's
think
so. Everybody's so different. So yeah. You can't just base it like, oh, he's an Aries, so like this isn't going to work.
I think it shows your fighting style. Like when it comes time for you guys to get in a fight.
Yeah.
Certain could be. Signs fight differently.
Joe is definitely an Aries.
Yeah.
He is an Aries. If you like just look
Gemini
up like.
Throws a jab.
Aries.
Okay.
That's Joe.
I got a question. So you're
or
saying.
Two punch like, combination.
when it's time to fight. Okay. Yeah. I've heard this a couple times, but I don't know if it's true.
What are you, first off?
Huh?
What are you?
I'm a Virgo. Okay. It has nothing to do with science.
I'm just kidding.
No, but so when it comes to fighting, if you guys are like on good terms, right? You guys haven't fought in like a month or two, and do you guys are you guys ever like, oh, let's just fight to spice up the relationship?
Right now, my boyfriend, me and him have never fought. Like, we'll just talk. You got to we'll start talk one. Shit out. What? Like, we're like, yeah. That wasn't cool. You're going to do that again? Because if you're going to do that again, we don't do
That's
this.
Good.
Yeah. And it's kind of solved from there. We haven't, like, fought back and forth.
Yeah.
But That's we do stuff as fuck. To spice up.
Really?
That's you boring as fuck.
You guys have been together for how long?
It's like 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good, new.
Honeymoon
very
stage.
It's still pretty very good. New.
We call that the
and
honeymoon
I,
stage.
I told him before we got together, I said, I don't want to be with you until we fight. Because you could pull out a whole different side.
Yeah. The fuck kind of shit is that?
That's what he said. That's what
but,
he said.
But I like, do get where you're coming from. Because
you could show me this and then we fight and you turn into a whole
yeah,
new person.
When you, yeah, when you fight, you I've do see like a whole side of someone yeah. that you didn't know was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what the first like 3 to 6 months are kind
of for. You find
out
what that's, yeah.
Yeah. And that's like when me and Joe first started, I was like, like he was not expressive like of his emotions.
Yeah.
And if something bothered me, he'd be like, nah. And I'm like, what? And I didn't like that. So I told him like, hey, like this is my expectations of you. If you can't meet it, totally fine. And then like, we don't have to be together, you know, like good run. And you know, you learn, I think, as you're with somebody, yeah. like what they
but
need
that's
from
just like,
you have to communicate. Because if you tell someone this is what I want, this is what I'm expecting, and this person just completely ignores it, this yeah. person's always
and getting there's
hurt.
Somebody out there that's gonna meet your expectations.
Yeah. So don't
if it's not him, that's totally fine. There's somebody else that will.
We are so young.
So quick.
Do you guys believe in soulmates?
Yeah. So young. So young.
So soulmates? Quick.
I don't believe that you have one, but I think you have soulmates.
I believe that.
Yeah.
You have friends. You have, yeah. I think you have multiple lovers, soulmates.
Logan really? Has 3 soulmates.
There's what, 7 billion people on this world? I don't think one person is for me. What if that one person's in Russia and we never cross paths? I'm single my whole life?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. I just think you meet somebody and it's like it naturally works. Natural. And it could be friendship too. Yeah.
Exactly. There's friends.
Yeah. I agree with you guys for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But multiple soulmates, that's the answer.
I think so.
So do you guys believe that? Say you're in a relationship, it gets rough, you let them go. Do you guys believe that love will come back?
Like with that person or another person?
With that person. If you let it go, will it come back?
If it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Yeah. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
It'll come again.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And if not, totally fine.
But I also don't think when you break up with somebody, you have to go like MIA.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if it was
so
a real
quick
relationship,
and
y'all said y'all loved each other, you were the person for each other, why are you going to act like the day after you broke up you've never seen each other, you've never talked again?
Really?
Uh-huh. That's
what
I'm
the opposite.
I feel like
that.
If you break up,
don't cheat on
ties.
Me and expect that energy,
that's,
though.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Sorry.
You shouldn't be buddy-buddy with
no.
them.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
I'm
with
not
Malia.
Buddy, I'm civil.
No,
I'm civil. I'm civil.
I tell him, look.
I'm civil as fuck.
I tell him, look, if we're breaking up, I want this to be like a for sure thing. Cause like I'm not gonna be like the couple that goes back and forth.
No, yeah, I don't like, either.
This is the last time like ever.
And it depends what you do.
I unfollow them, delete all the pictures. Mm-mm.
You unfollow them? I
agree
all my
that.
Exes on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At not
one,
me.
Doesn't mean we talk. Does not
yeah,
mean we talk.
Mean.
I haven't talked to
okay,
any
that
of my
go.
Exes ever.
Wow.
Like we've never slid back up on anything, but it's like. You were a part of my life at one point.
Yeah.
Yep.
You met my parents.
Yep.
I was
see
at
that.
Your house. I was at your family dinners. I can see your birthday post. Do I like it? No.
No. Okay,
I
wait,
hate
wait.
You.
All right.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
are you
yeah.
gonna unfollow them once they post like a new girlfriend?
No.
None
of my exes have found.
I don't follow
else.
Any of my exes.
I haven't experienced that part yet.
Fuck that. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, like, I don't follow them.
Fuck that.
I don't want to see that shit.
It's okay. It don't matter.
I don't follow them.
I get emotional.
Your energy, unfollow them, but
I get emotional.
I'm an emotional person, so I feel like if I follow them, I'd be like, you know, like you think about stuff sometimes. So I just feel like cut ties.
I won't eat
have
for
a
weeks.
Healthy well, if, have a healthy breakup, move on. And that to me is unfollowing.
Yeah. Well, to me personally, if it went totally bad, then I see like unfollowing. Mm-hmm. But if it's just like, you know, it's just not working
out. Yeah,
with
that being said, all of my breakups have been civil. Like yeah. It has been just
but
we don't work.
But how
for
would
each
your
other,
new
let
significant
go.
Other feel that you're following
yeah.
an ex?
Okay, yeah. So
well, when he has a lot of girl best friends.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right, let's say for the people that get into a new relationship, if they get into a relationship and they find out that like their significant other is still really cool with their ex, you know, they kind of talk here and there, is that okay with you?
No.
It's not
Did
for
I,
me.
Am I?
Yeah, still talking to the ex is kind of bad.
It's but let's say they're sus. Just cool. Like, they're cool, you know, as friends.
Fuck that.
Fuck
no,
that
I think
shit.
Later in life, it becomes okay. Yeah. Like, when you're 30, if you're still dating, yeah. like, it's like, okay,
well, you can still be friends or whatever. But it's like.
So they could fuck the ex from 5 years ago.
You can have friends, but why her?
Yeah.
She's for your real. Ex.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think it's okay.
Okay, wow. if you're at
I
a party.
Agree with you on that one.
If you're at a party and you know one of your. Boyfriend's exes is there, do you prefer to know right away or just like don't even acknowledge it? Because I know girls that are like don't even acknowledge it. I need to know. I know she's watching me so closely. I need to know who's watching. Damn.
How do you know she's watching you so closely?
No, she is.
I would.
What if
I would
she's watching?
Know?
Is. What if
I would
she's watching?
Know about the same time I wouldn't because it would ruin my night. I think.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh,
how,
no, I'm gonna live
so,
my best life in front
so
of her.
So do you lurk?
Oh wow.
Do you
yes.
lurk? You lurk?
I lurk.
So Joe's last girlfriend before me was like in eighth grade. Okay. But I have seen her Instagram and I'm like, she's cool. She's married. She has kids. Like, good
oh,
for her.
Wow.
I mean, I don't have any hard feelings towards her, you know? And I don't think Joe has any hard feelings Can't towards lurk. My exes. And I think if we've ever seen them in person, we'd just be like, hello, how are you? Great. Move on.
Yeah.
Because we're secure in the relationship, you
yeah.
know?
You guys are.
But yeah, if I saw his ex in person, I'd be like,
I always want to know what they look like.
Can't
I don't look
Kills the mood
Instagram,
a little.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, what was your type? Because if I look like your ex, I'm going to feel some type of way.
Damn.
Or if you
are
don't.
You gonna, are you going to get mad, though, or like kind of hurt if like their ex was like bomb or like, fuck.
It's only right that they were bomb. You need to have a good type.
But I'm an upgrade. So I'm like, she.
Yeah, you need to be the You're upgrade.
You need to be the upgrade. But like if she was ugly.
Yeah.
Huh? Were yeah. you okay? So I mean, yeah, like, you know, like.
I just like to see what it is. I don't even know what I'm thinking when I want to see it, but I'll be like, let me see a picture of your ex. Like, I just want to see what she looks like.
Okay. Damn.
I think I looked once and I was like, okay, good to know.
But I
She's
don't know
married.
Any of their Instagrams. I don't know their Snapchat, anything like that.
Oh. I think, yeah, then you cross the border like unhealthy. And
I know
then it
the
gets
girl best
to
friends,
you.
Though. I know yeah. those ones. And ah! I look for the comments.
So do you still
They
look?
Comment?
No, I'm saying as long as everyone stays in their lane, as long as I'm not seeing those comments.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And it helps that a lot of them have boyfriends.
So did they become best like, friends in high okay. school or was it more of like a college thing?
Middle school, high school. Oh. So it's like I can't come in here yeah. and say don't
yeah.
talk to
yeah.
someone
right.
you've been with. Not been with, but like,
mm-hmm. yeah, I get that.
Been cool with for 12 years, because yeah. I wouldn't let you break that up either.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Joe's Aww. Friends, too, would be from like middle school.
There's a maturity level that I'm trying to find.
Okay,
accomplish. That's very
I agree with that one.
That's
finding
great.
It.
That's
New territory.
Great. That's
yeah.
great.
She's near. We see her. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
good.
I'm trying to reflect and yep. be better.
Something.
Who cheats more, guys
I
or
knew
girls?
You were gonna ask this.
Men.
Yeah, come
and
on.
They get caught. Women cheat, absolutely, but they don't get caught.
Wait,
but
so
more? Which one's more?
Men.
You think
women
men
cheat? And
I'm
kind of
feeling
Malia
wants to say girl. Malia wants to say
girls cheat.
Malia's like, I haven't been caught.
Women cheat.
Biologically, men are meant to have like more than one partner.
Why? We only have
I
one
think
dick.
It's
biologically because you can make more babies, right?
No, I've heard that too.
But it's just science. So biologically, and I think just from all the friends I've had and girls I've known, men
the
cheat.
The men that I
Dude,
know have cheated, so I'm just like, yes, I want to say
that's correct.
Men.
Yeah.
A guy could get every single like woman in the world pregnant, but a girl could only get pregnant
yes.
from one guy. Every
and
9 months.
And you guys have way more testosterone than us, which is mm-hmm. your sex hormone, and it's constantly going.
Yeah.
And I get that. but you're monogamy is
nah, there'll be girls out but there'll be girls out there that be mad horny.
No,
for sure. No cap.
Shit.
That's a fact.
The no, fuck?
That's a fact.
No, 100%.
Mad horny.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Science, you know, science. We love her.
I think women cheat, but they don't get caught. But I think men do it more. First, looking at like actual numbers, I think men do it more.
100%.
But my boyfriend will argue that it's easier for girls to cheat.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
It is
that's
easier.
True. That's true.
Yeah, that,
that
is true.
True.
That
it is.
True.
Because is men are true. Easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just
that's
true.
Why you guys spend so much on OnlyFans.
Not me. Like,
not me.
Not me.
Okay, not you guys, shit. But men. Like, that's why a lot of women do better, because it's like men need to get off.
Like they say, men can have sex with who they can, and women can have sex with who they want to.
Yeah. That's true.
And that's kind of true.
Have you been? Have you shot your shot and been shot down? Because fuck. I have, and that was a whole different feeling.
Nah. I.
Okay.
You get used to it after a few times.
Wait,
correct.
I have a question. So like, what makes girls the more sneakier cheaters? Like, why? How come they don't get caught?
How do you guys not get caught?
Because guys are so because we think with our brains and men think with their weenies.
No, but how though? Like,
our brain is there.
So are you guys thinking about the cheating like maybe a couple weeks before you even fucking do it? Like, you have every answer to every question.
So I'm not sure.
Okay, based on you know when your homegirls is fucking cheated, you know that.
Okay. Or someone you know.
I know
how did she not get caught? Is
women
it
emotionally cheat and men usually
that's where I was going. I forgot my train
cheat,
of thought. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
What? No. I don't understand that. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's scarier when a woman cheats because a woman doesn't just open her legs. A guy will just... You know, but a woman, they're getting there emotionally with you first. Mm-hmm. And that's what's scary.
That is fucked up.
Yeah,
so
when they're
true.
So they'll cry. They'll cry in your face and all that.
So oh my God.
No, like they'll be like, I love you. Like they'll really like be invested in that person and then have sex where a guy is just like, I just needed to get one off. So it's like, it's probably easier to forgive a man who's cheated because you know he's not going there with it. But a woman is like, wait, you started a whole nother relationship.
Okay, you explained it way better.
You heard her say it.
I heard
it. If a man cheated on you, forgive him. She said it.
Yep.
Not me, boo. No,
that's actually that's fucked up. Girls are assholes for that.
Yeah, that ain't fair.
But honestly,
that ain't fair.
That's too
see,
far,
like,
ladies.
Guys,
that's
we're just trying
biology.
To get a nut off.
That's biology.
We're trying to get a nut off. Girls are trying to like ruin the fucking life
for real.
They
say
well,
we're toxic.
So she doesn't go look in
but
else.
That's science because if your just man isn't giving you what you need emotionally, women will find that outside of the relationship.
Yo, this shit's clicking in my brain now.
Girls have to be stimulated mentally.
Yes, Logan.
What?
We might have broke the toxicness.
It's true.
Oh,
whoa.
What, though?
No,
that's
no.
The truth.
That's kind of fucking crazy that you guys said that because, like, that sounds so fucked up, but it is pretty fucking true.
It's on
a girl's
point.
Not sliding in your DM saying, are you up? Pull up right now.
Yeah.
They'll talk.
You don't
to
know
you.
That?
They'll go on dates. They'll do stuff.
No,
and
that's
then
true.
That.
Calling us.
Okay, so I have like a little statement that like I've heard and I kind of like believe in.
It's not your statement.
You guys tell me, you guys tell me if it's true, right? They say that the girls go through the breakup in the relationship rather than the guys go through it
100%.
After.
What?
So they know they're done about like a couple months even before that shit's even
is
ended.
There
wait,
anyway?
And then the guy doesn't go through it until a couple months after losing her.
So would that be the time where they actually cheat?
Wait, is there any way for the guy to like save it?
That's a waste of time.
Okay, there's two things. A girl will actually fall out of love with a guy and it'll come back.
Yeah.
So there's a way to get it back.
How do you get it back?
Show effort.
Okay,
come on.
We did a talk about that, right? Where we said like
they'll start looking uglier. The things that they do will start irritating you a lot more than they ever did.
The guys
did.
Will start looking ugly?
Yeah.
To you?
No, okay, so I've heard
you'll just be like
be
not
like,
attracted.
Why are you doing that? And like he's done that the whole relationship. I'm like, why are you doing that? That's so like it'll just click so
that shit hurts.
And then
man.
It comes back. It'll be like, oh my God, you're so cute. Like it literally is so crazy.
No, I've heard that too. Well, I kinda heard that like some girls were saying, you know how we talked about like how the love will disappear midway through the relationship.
Yeah.
A lot of the girls were saying like it's because, you know, the guys stop trying as hard and, you know, and we stop caring as much once they stop, like, doing all that shit. So, would you say that's pretty true?
Yeah.
So, is it just like a matter of...
But guys do do that. They're like, I got it. Sit back.
Yeah, like we get used to it.
I only know the version of you that you introduced. So you need to keep that energy the entire time. What? You introduced me to this person. I'm expected to be treated this way.
Yeah.
That changes. My feelings change.
Yeah. So you need to be an asshole from the jump.
You need to show me who you're going to be the whole time.
That's a pretty valid fucking...
That's why you wait to the argument?
I got to see the argument.
That's a pretty... Okay, I have question. I think Marissa is a pretty good candidate to answer this one, too. I didn't even write this one
up. Perfect timing, girl.
And drop your phone.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. So let's say you're in a relationship. Wait, first of all, do you guys believe in relationship weight? Do you guys know what that is?
Yep, that's a fact.
I'm going through it right now.
No.
What?
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you guys believe in that?
Yeah, it never happened to me until now.
But this is the thing. When I met Joe, I was like 100 pounds, and now I'm like 145.
But you've grown
into
yourself.
But I work out.
Yeah, you work out.
And I eat, so. Yeah.
You found a love in working out.
I think if you see your man like daily and like you guys are going out to eat all, yeah. But
and I'm also like, he thinks I'm cute.
Let's say
I don't need to do sit-ups today.
Okay. So what if like he stops thinking you're cute?
It's hard to catch back up.
No, if the attraction isn't there.
Okay.
But you also, there's a self-love aspect in that. Like, I'm not going to let myself get somewhere.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, oh, snap, you know, he going out and eating a whole lot is going to certain places. Okay, let it be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So if your man say that, okay, you're fat, are you going to get hurt?
Yes. I'm going to start crying right there.
Is there a nice way for him to tell you?
Yeah,
like that you're gaining some weight. Maybe you should work out.
Like, just
okay. Yes.
So if a guy tells you that, like, hey, like, you know what? How about we start working out together? Are you gonna think like, oh, like he wants to be healthy, or are you gonna think, okay, I'm getting fat?
No, both. A little bit of both.
But you're not gonna be hurt. You're gonna be like, all right, at least he wants to do this together.
And he wants to do it with me.
It's a conversation then, because I feel like attraction shouldn't just be based on your looks and your weight.
Yeah.
But of course, it plays a role in the relationship.
You can't go from one body to the other body.
Yeah, it hurts it. So but if you want to catch me in
before I end up there.
So would you guys tell your significant other if he's gaining weight?
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Let's say you got with a guy, right? And he was mad fit. You know, you fell in love with that guy, how he took care of himself. And then later, he just got
like a dad bod.
He got fucking...
No, it's like...
Out of control.
Yeah, like he got unhealthy.
I'd probably do the same thing.
You would call him fat?
No, I'm not bold like that. I'd be like, do you want to go to the trampoline park? Go somewhere where you're burning calories.
Well, body weight has nothing to do with health, which is something some people don't understand. So I feel like if he's eating like McDonald's every day and like he's unhealthy, let's get it together. Yeah. But I mean, he's gaining weight, but I love him for who he is. And I mean, I don't see that. Then it's different, you know? But I guess to a certain extent, it's a conversation like, hey, this is maybe unhealthy for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially if they started working out and that was their thing, that they were always working out, that they like loved the gym.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why did you stop going? Like, you stopped liking it. Yeah, then you fall
in love with that idea of him.
Like, still do what you love.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. It's different.
Okay. Yeah, right, that was a good question.
I like that.
Danny likes that question.
Yay. All right, this will be like probably the last one. Who do you think goes through the bigger hoe phase after a relationship, the guy or the girl?
A guy will go through it. Okay, hear me out. A guy will go through his hoe phase the week, 2 weeks prior or after the breakup.
100%.
Right away.
Yes.
The girl's going to take that time to like do the self-love stuff. And she's going to sit back at home.
And then
when she's at that right point, she is going to hoe out.
Wow.
And it's dangerous because she now loves herself.
And now the man is thinking, wait, I kind of miss her.
That's when that happens.
Because her mindset is on a whole nother page.
She's left that in the past.
He's not even fucking every dude.
He was fucking all those girls, being totally fine. Like, I don't care that I'm out of a relationship. Da, 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 da. And then he's like,
once he hears about it, once he catches wind of the girl doing it, it's a different story.
Wait, hold up. I miss her.
Damn.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like girls will be like, oh, like they'll even talk to girls they haven't talked to in a while, and they'll be like, let's go out, let's have drinks, let's turn up, let's go fucking do all this shit.
They'll start becoming friends
like,
with the quick, wild friends again.
Quick.
Because when you're in a relationship, you find friends that are in a relationship so that they're not telling you to go out and do things that you wouldn't do. Yeah. And then when you're single, you hit the single friends back up so that you are doing the things that you would do when you're single.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Two different friends. There's Damn. A whole different group.
That's true.
They're cracking the code right now. Yeah.
You guys that's 100%
true. You guys
true.
Are breaking it.
Yeah, that's 100%
true. You still so you might are have a few single friends, but as far as what you're doing, you're not going on a girls trip to Miami that's meant to like shake ass yeah. the whole time. When you're in a relationship, but as soon as you're single, that trip sounds a whole lot better.
Exactly.
You are who you hang with. You are who you hang with, then.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Everyone has their own morals. Everyone's different.
So if there's a hoe in the circle, do you think
everyone could be a hoe?
No.
Okay. Well, what if it's the girl that's in a relationship, but like she's in a group of like five girls, and all of them are like, they like to
she
you
has
know
no
mess around
mixture.
A lot.
I think that might be a problem.
You think yeah. that might
she
be a problem?
She has a mixture. I think she's good.
I feel like if you have self-control, it's not a problem. Yeah.
Right. So you can have whole friends yeah. and you'll
sense.
Be good?
Right. I have friends that are super single and they go out every, and they invite me and I'm just like, no, because of COVID and because like, you know, I have a boyfriend, so respect,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So both things.
Yeah.
But like when they get you out for like the desert, because I still go on girls' nights.
Yeah, if we're
going
out.
I have a boyfriend, but I'm going
yeah,
on
I'm not
girls
throwing
nights.
Ass on a random man.
I know.
I'm chilling, but yeah, I'm having a great time. Yeah, 100%. It comes up to you.
Yeah,
that's trust.
No, that's true.
You're the one holding her hands as she throws it back. You're not yeah. the one throwing it back, but you're still having a good time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're the support.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like we're us, we're holding our man.
You're the one pouring the shots in her mouth
back.
While you drive.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right. Do you guys listen to your guys' like girlfriends when it comes to like your guys' relationship?
Oh, I have that question no. for you guys. Do you guys ask your guys' friends when it comes time for a problem in the relationship?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the most part, yeah.
But who do you go to? Do you actually like, are you strategic? Or are you like, you know what? Whatever he says.
You know what?
Like,
Frank. Frank's the one
Frank?
I'm asking today.
Yeah. Frank?
That's a good fucking question. Nah, I haven't heard that, but it is strategic. I think if,
yeah,
I think
it is strategic.
Do you go
You're
to
not...
the friends with girlfriends or do you go to the single ones who are going to tell you, yeah, be single. This life's great.
I'll tell you this. let's say I was in a relationship, right? And I needed an answer to a question.
Do you go to Danny or Frank?
His answer, Frank's answer, is going to be way different than Logan's answer.
And way different than Danny's.
And it's going to be way different than Danny's. So... It is fucking
But you
different.
Guys go to each 100%. Other.
Yeah, well, do girls not?
We do, but the
you
thing,
guys don't
so I've been
them.
In the relationship the longest out of all my friends, right? So I'm usually the friend that they come
That's
to
yeah.
when their mans are doing stuff or they have questions mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah. I'm the friend. So who do I go to?
Exactly.
Because yeah. then I ask my friends and they give me advice. I'm like, girl, your man was just doing this last week. I don't know about
oh,
that.
Shit.
You know what
but
I mean?
I also feel like girls, from my experience, like when I get with my girlfriends, single in a relationship,
you
whatever
talk.
They are, we talk about our men.
Yeah.
That's not
yeah, yeah, yeah.
something that comes up later. But yeah. for a guy, they'll talk about everything else. And at the very end, they might squeeze in, oh, yeah, me and her, da 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 da.
Yeah. Something yeah.
went
on. The
main topic of our conversation was our boyfriends, was
it's,
the guys we're talking
yeah.
about. But guys talk about everything else and then, like, squeeze at it. So that's
yeah.
why I wonder, do
yeah,
you
that's
even
true.
Do that?
That kind of is
that
true.
Is true.
That is true.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. So it's different for girls, I guess.
Yeah, it's very different.
Wow. We have to do this again, but with us with questions.
Yeah.
Because that
yeah.
was the okay. first answer.
How
we
about
got
us
back.
Versus no. Nick?
If you guys yeah. want,
I oh. want to see what Nick has to say.
Yeah, if you
a
guys want to do
that,
we
can future together.
Mr. Toxico.
Yeah.
We could set that up.
Yeah, we Shit. Could do that.
Because I think that the ship is a new ship.
Get
it? Oh. If you replace every piece, that's a new ship.
I think it's a new ship,
that's
too.
A new ship.
Oh, oh, I was like,
it ain't. It ain't.
Me and Logan are like, nah.
Hey, I yeah. thought you were talking about like this podcast. Like now you guys are the captains. You guys are
no,
taking
but
it
you
over.
Guys
I'm
ask
like,
each other questions, but you don't have a new question. You guys need questions from a different perspective the way we just got questions
yeah.
from your
no,
That's
that
a
good
point.
Good.
Hey,
yeah.
that would be sick as fuck.
That's yeah. a good point. And I like
And
that
it's four different types of guys.
Yeah,
yeah, they're all different and they all bring a unique perspective to the table.
Definitely.
Let's do it.
And that's great.
But yeah, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you guys.
That was fucking amazing.
Our
we'll link
girl guest.
Yeah, yeah we'll link
you
all your
Appreciate
socials.
Women.
You too. Yeah. Appreciate it.
We're
that was
honored.
Big.
We
that was awesome. That was amazing.
So make sure to check the description and give them a follow, show them support. Thank you guys for listening. And
mm-hmm. yeah. What? Thank you.
They broke in a fourth mic. Huh?
Yep.
Six Do y'all mic. See my mic?
Girl? I was like, can we count?
She thick. She's a little different. I love
like
her.
Your hair.
She's looking like my hair right now. She's a little thick. We love her. She works. That's all that matters.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Adios.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.